been a real blessing for Stella and I to be able to be with you these days.
我和我的妻子能够和你们在一起，实在是非常的蒙福。
It's wonderful how we could gather together in person and on Zoom.
我们实在是能够，我们能够亲身的来到这里聚会，实在是非常好。
And I know there's many dear saints on Zoom that we know. I'd love to be able to greet you in person also.
你们在线上呢，我也很愿意来亲自的向你们来打招呼。
But I do want to say hello to on Zoom to one particular dear sister, Christine, that we send our love to her.
我特别想在线上呢向王师母来送上我的祝问候。
You know, it's I remember for many years, Stella and I, as we traveled to the Far East, we were with Brother Wong and his dear wife.
有很多年，我以前我和我的妻子，我们与王弟兄、王师母一起，我们到远东去。
In my book room at home, I have some of his pictures.
在我的书房里面，在家里的书房里面，我们有那时候的一些照片。
I never knew he was such a photographer, but one day I saw him hanging out the side of a bus taking a picture.
我以前不知道他是那么好的一个摄影师，直到有一天我看见他从一个公共汽车上探出身来去照相。
But many precious memories, and we thank the Lord for the fellowship we have.
我们有这么多美好的记忆，我感谢主为着我们与弟兄们的交通。
Okay, let's have another word of prayer.
我们再有一点祷告。
Lord, we are so privileged to be chosen by you.
主，我们实在是因着你拣选我们，我们实在是蒙恩的。
Lord, many are celebrating a particular new year this time.
当很多人在这里庆祝一个特别的新年的时候，
Lord, we're thankful we can celebrate you every day.
主，我们感谢你，因为我们每天都可以来庆祝你。
Lord, you're new every morning, and great is thy faithfulness.
因为你每天每早晨都是新鲜的，你的信实和广大。
Thank you how you've met us during these times.
我们感谢你，因为你在这里遇见了我们。
And Lord, we're desiring that as we're together in these times, they would prepare us for your return.
我们也特别的希望在我们聚集的时候，你就预备好我们等你的回来。
And just to echo what that song, that you would revive us, Lord, in the midst of the years.
就像我们刚才回应我们刚才的诗歌，主愿意你复兴你的工作。
As we look, we see the condition of Christianity in these days, and it makes us weep.
当我们看只是看基督教的这样的光景的时候，就让我们觉得虚弱。
We do pray, Lord, you would revive thy work, O Lord.
我们也祷告求你来复兴你自己的工作。
And the Lord, even as you can use anything that we're sharing during this time, would you use that in your work of reviving?
如果你能够用到我们下面交通的一些话，主就请你用着它来复兴你的工作。
We're thankful, Lord, as we gather, we have a simple declaration that Jesus Christ is Lord over this time.
主，当我们聚集的时候，我们有一个单纯的一个宣告，就是基督是主。
And we come bowing our knee unto you.
我们在你面前俯伏。
Praise you, Lord.
赞美你，我们的主。
In thy name we pray, amen.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告, amen.
In the times that I've been sharing, particularly I've had this one verse about the call in the Psalms of gather my godly ones unto me.
我们一直在这里，我们交通道在诗篇五十篇那里有一句，就是你要招聚在我的面前。
This has been a cry of the Lord's heart throughout the ages.
这是我们的主在历世历代以来他心里面的一个呼喊。
He desired, even from the beginning with Adam and Eve, they would be gathered unto him. He was the first one, you know, they were the first ones that he called back to himself. They had had times of gathering together in precious fellowship. One day he says, where are you?
有一天他问他们，你们在哪？
I want you to gather unto me.
愿意你们来召集在我面前。
We see, Lord, as we think of this verse of gather my godly ones unto me.
当我们思想这句圣经，召集我的圣民在我的面前。
This has been the cry of the Lord's heart for thousands of years.
这是我们的主他的心里面几千年以来的一个呼喊。
And to me, it typifies the Lord's loving kindness and tender mercy toward us.
这就像我们显明我们主他的恒久的慈爱和他的怜悯。
His long-suffering love.
他长久的恩爱。
While we haven't been faithful, but he has remained faithful.
虽然我们失信，但是他是信实的那一位。
What a precious Lord we have.
我们有的是何等宝贵的一位主。
You know, we as we gather in various assemblies.
当我们在不同的地方聚集的时候。
Oh, well, I can speak for myself. Sometimes brethren really frustrate me.
我可以自己从我的角度讲，有些弟兄们有时候让我觉得很沮丧。
And I just want to give up on them.
我甚至有点想放弃。
Or say, maybe they could go over to another assembly.
也许我说他们可能到别的地方聚会就好了。
And then I reminded how the Lord, he's not ashamed to call us brethren.
但是主提醒我们，他不以称我们为弟兄，他也不以为耻。
Sometimes we're ashamed to call one another brethren.
我们有时候我们以称别的弟兄为弟兄，我们觉得羞耻。
But he's never ashamed to call us brethren.
但是他从来以称我们为弟兄，他不觉得羞耻。
What a precious love that is.
这是多么宝贵的一份爱。
This is what he's called us to.
这就是他呼召我们要得到的。
And in these days, he's calling us. He knows, the Lord knows the difficulty of these days.
今天他还在呼召我们，我们的主也认识到今天的我们所处的难处。
And he's desiring that that which remains, that his life within us would be strengthened in these days.
他也愿意我们今天我们里面所剩下的要将要衰微的，他要来坚固。
That we would allow that life to have a fuller and greater control within us.
我们也愿意让他的生命在我们里面得到更全、更完全、更有力的一个掌管。
So during the times I've had, we've been considering the book of Ezra.
我们在一起，我们一起在看以斯拉记。
Of how these ones, they were a simple remnant that had left Babylon.
他们这些人都是一些很简单的一些移民。
Most everybody else had stayed there, very comfortable, prospering.
他们那些很多别的人，他们选择留在那里，他们好像很富足。
They had their nice homes, they had their nice businesses, they had their nice little synagogues where they could gather.
他们有好的家，有好的生意，也有好像很好的一个会堂，能够让他们能够聚会。
They had everything you could desire except one thing.
他们拥有了一切，但是只缺了一件事情。
And it's the one thing that's necessary.
就是那唯一不可少。
They didn't have the house of God there.
他们在那里没有神的家。
And he called them back to rebuild the house of God.
神就呼召他们去重新回去建神的殿。
Because he had a chosen place for them.
因为他为他们拣选了一个所在。
But they were living after their own desires.
他们在那里来跟随他自己的私欲生活。
You know, sadly in Christianity today, there's many that are living very good lives.
这今天很可惜的，在基督教里面有很多人，他们的生活很好。
And it's just they're living their own desires.
但是他们是根据他们自己的渴慕来活。
But in the midst of that, the Lord is calling ones to return to that place of simplicity and purity unto Him.
就是在这样的当中，主也在呼召我们回到他纯一清洁的心的里面。
And He's desiring that we respond to that.
他也渴慕我们要有一个回应。
We're thankful that there was that faithful remnant that returned to Jerusalem.
我们感谢神，因为在那个有一小群的渔民，他们回到耶路撒冷。
They built that altar, they rebuilt the temple.
他们从建祭坛开始，然后建起了圣殿。
They had oppositions, they had struggles, they had failures. They stopped building for a while.
他们也有反对，他们也有失败，他们也暂停了建殿的工作。
But God never gave up on them.
但是神没有放弃他们。
And He encouraged them all.
他一直在鼓励他们。
When Ezra returned, he found really the spiritual character of the people was in a horrible condition.
当以斯拉回归的时候，他看见百姓的他们的品质在一个很糟糕的光景里面。
But Ezra didn't give up on him.
但是以斯拉没有放弃他。
He didn't really even rebuke him.
他甚至都没有责备他。
He came alongside of him.
他在他们的站在他们的旁边。
He showed him the love of God.
他把神的爱向他们显。
And there was a great move of repentance among them.
在那个时候得到了一个很大的震动和极大的一个悔改。
You know, we're thankful how when God moves in such a wonderful way.
我们实在看见神这样的做工，我们感谢他。
There's always faithful ones that stand that place of forgetting about their own interest and desiring to live for Him.
总有一些人，他们在那里，他们放弃自己的利益来渴慕为主而活。
And we mentioned yesterday how in this process of strengthening those back in Jerusalem, there was four ways that God was strengthening his people.
我们昨天提到论到坚固他的百姓的有四个方面。
Through his life, his very character within them.
首先是他在通过他在他们里面的生命。
As his life is in them, it's doing a work of transforming them into the image of Christ so that they once see the very character and nature of Christ.
当他们里面的生命做工的时候，就把他们更新变化，带有基督的生命。
The second thing, he uses the word of God in a mighty way to do that dividing of soul and spirit.
第二件事就是他用神的道来做刺入破开的工作。
He uses the word of God to strengthen them in the midst of a crisis.
他用神的道在危机的当中来坚固他。
He told them ahead of time through Jeremiah, you're going to go through 70 years of captivity.
在很久以前，他就用耶利米来向他们预言，你们要在被掳70年。
There were some that held on to that with a hope, and it carried them all the way through.
有很多人就抓住这一句话，在这个盼望的当中，然后让他们能够来渡过难关。
Others didn't, and they lost hope.
有些人他们忘记了，所以他们就失去了盼望。
You know, as we also saw, the word of God was the pattern of which they lived by.
我们也看见他们是按照神的话的样式来活。
They built the altar, they built the house, everything within their lives was according to the word of God.
他们建祭坛，他们也建殿，完全是按照神的话。
They weren't coming up with their own innovations.
他们并不是靠着自己来创新。
And it was interesting how in Ezra it refers to the word of God as to the law of Moses.
他们在以斯拉记里面被跟随的是摩西的律法。
And there was a characteristic there that our brothers shared this morning, how they did everything according to God's command.
我们今天弟兄早晨交通到，他们是按照神一切的命令而行。
They weren't there to start a new thing.
他们不是在那里创新。
They weren't there to start some new movement.
他们不是做一个新的一个运动。
They weren't there to try to improve on what ones had done before.
他们不是在那里为了以前所做过的来让它增强。
They were there to simply be obedient to what the Lord told them to do.
他们只是在那里来顺服神向他们所说的话。
And they had as their guide the word of God.
他们有神的话作为他们的指引。
And we want to continue looking at this matter of how the word strengthens us in this hour.
我们现在继续来看神的道如何来坚固他们。
Then and we'll see in Ezra how the word strengthened them not to be afraid of the enemy.
我们看在以斯拉记神的道如何坚固他们，让他们不太怕仇敌。
Because we see in this day how the enemy with this pandemic, he's trying to bring fear upon his people.
我们看见在如今仇敌想用着瘟疫的流行把恐惧带到他的百姓的当中。
Whenever any crisis comes, or if we're going through a physical sickness or some kind of illness or family tragedy, the enemy tries to bring fear in upon us.
无论我们的生命里面遇到何等的危机，无论是我们的身体，是我们的家人遇见一些疾病，仇敌都想在我们的心里面把惧怕带进来。
But we see how the word strengthened them. Even in the midst of the face of their enemy, they were able to press on.
我们看见这个神的道如何在他们仇敌的面前来坚固他。
We look back at Ezra chapter 3, verse 3.
我们来看以斯拉记第三章第三节。
Ezra 3:3 says, this is when they're setting up the altar.
第三章第三节，这是讲到他们在建柱坛。
We shared yesterday how this was done according to the word of the Lord.
我们昨天交通到他们是怎么根据神的话。
But look at the conditions that they were in.
但是你看他们所处的这样的一个光景。
So they set up the altar on the foundation, for they were terrified because of the peoples of the land, and they offered burnt offerings on it to the Lord, burnt offerings morning and evening.
他们在原有的根基上筑坛，因惧怕邻国的民，又在其上向耶和华早晚献燔祭。
Here they are. The enemy is around them, and they're terrified of them.
他们在那里仇敌围绕着他们，他们是非常的惧怕。
And what's the first thing they do?
他们做的第一件事是什么？
They build an altar.
他们筑坛。
Oftentimes our common sense would say, no, we need to build the walls.
他们要是按照常规的想法，他们首先是要建一座
墙。We need to defend ourselves.
我们必须要保护我们自己。
We need to do this, we need to do that.
我们需要做这个，我们需要做那个。
But what is the Lord's way of doing things?
但是我们主他做事的方式是什么？
It's bringing them back to that foundation of all that that altar speaks of.
他要把他们带到这个根基的前面，就是这个祭坛所代表的一切。
Because it spoke of the fullness of the provision they had in the Lord.
这就代表了神在他们里面完全的一个供应。
In Hebrews it speaks about how the word of God was united with faith.
我们在希伯来书看到神的话怎么样，道要和信心调和。
And this is what we see these ones doing.
这就是我们看见他们在做的。
By faith, they had the word of God, and it was united in a very living way, and they restored the altar, believing God was their defense.
他们靠着信心，他们与神的道来调和，他们来相信神在那里，在祭坛来保护他们。
That was their testimony to their adversaries.
这就是他们向仇敌所做的一个见证。
You might be our adversaries, but God, the God of this altar, He is our defense.
你可能是我们的仇敌，但是我们的神，这个柱坛，这个祭坛代表的神是我们的保护。
We're not putting our trust in walls or fortresses.
我们不是把我们的信心放在这个城墙和堡垒的上面。
But our trust and our confidence is in Him.
我们的信心，我们的自信是在我们的主的身上。
Brothers and sisters, this is the place when the enemy comes in like a flood. We have to return to the very foundation, the foot of the cross.
弟兄姊妹们，当仇敌的攻击 像这个潮流一样涌过来的时候，我们必须回到我们的根基。
And that's where our good friend defends us.
这就是我们到他的祭坛下面，这就是我们的朋友能够来保护我们的。
Did they built the altar, but did the opposition stop?
他们建了坛，但是仇敌有没有停下来呢？
No, the enemy's still there.
但仇敌还在那里。
If they see, even as they start building they lay the foundation for the temple, the enemy starts accusing them and attacking them more and more.
当他们在为圣殿立根基的时候，仇敌就在这里来指责他们，来攻击他们。
And finally, by force, they stopped them from building.
他们后来靠强力来停止，阻止了他们建筑。
And what was God's response when they stopped building?
当他们停止的时候，神的反应如何？
Did he say, oh, I'm so disappointed in you? He chastised them. He chewed them out and said, you're such failures.
神有没有责备他们说、哦、我对你们太失望了，你们是这何等的失败。
Look at all I've done for you. I brought you out of Babylon. I brought you back here. I've kept you. And as soon as it gets too tough, you stop.
神有没有说我把你们从巴比伦带到耶路撒冷，但你们一遇到难处，你们就停下来。
No, God doesn't do anything like that.
但是神没有这样做。
What does he do?
他做了什么？
He sends the word of God through two prophets.
他把他的话通过两个先知传给他们。
He raises up out of nowhere a Haggai and a Zechariah.
他在从好像无中从无到有的把哈该和撒加利亚带出来。
An old man who only shares a little bit, a young man who shares a lot.
有一个老人好像只讲了一点点，一个年轻人他讲了很多。
And he raises up these two prophets to share the word of God to encourage them.
他用这两个先知来用神的话来造就他。
As we mentioned this yesterday, but remember who these prophets are speaking to.
我们昨天也交通到，你们记得这个他们向谁来说话？
They're speaking to the right people in the right place, and they're there for the right purpose.
他们是向那些在正确的时间、正确的地点和带着正确的目的。
But they had stopped and they were busy doing their own things.
但是他们停下来，他们只是为自己的事情而忙。
They were still planning on building the temple. They just said, it's not time yet.
他们还是在那里做准备，但是他们说时间还没有到。
How about us?
我们是怎么样的？
As we face opposition, do we say, well, let's wait for a better time?
当我们遇见难处、仇敌的时候，我们说我们要不要等一等，让时间更合宜？
Again, we mentioned something about time yesterday, but...The Lord lives in today.
我们昨天提到了时间，但是我们知道我们的主他永远都是在今日。
With the Lord is today is the day of salvation.
对于我们主来而言，今天就是我们得拯救的日子。
You know, there's one thing that the enemy, he will never accuse or look down on any believer who promises to serve the Lord tomorrow.
这个仇敌当你他遇见那个有一个人他答应明天为主来侍奉的时候，他就不轻看你。
Because the enemy knows tomorrow never comes.
因为这个仇敌他知道明天永远也不会到。
If you think about it, the Lord lives in today.
如果你这样想，你知道我们的主活在今
天。He makes provision for each day, that manna for every day.
他每天都在供应我们的玛拿。
But where does the enemy operate?
我们的仇敌他在哪里做工？
He operates in yesterday.
他在昨天做工。
He's accusing us of our failures, and all of our sins, and everything that we've neglected. He's accusing us all the time of that.
他在那里不停地指责我们所忽略的，我们所犯的错误。
Or if you want to live in tomorrow, he's free with you living in tomorrow because he knows that never comes.
如果你想活在将来的当中，他就很愿意和你一起在将来里面，因为他知道那一天永远不会来。
But if you start living in today, the enemy takes notice.
如果你今天就活，仇敌就开始注意了。
And the enemy had taken notice here.
仇敌在这里他就注意了。
But the Lord in his great mercy, he sends his Haggai and Zechariah.
但是主靠着极大的怜悯，他差遣了哈该和撒迦利亚。
Now we don't have time to go look at them.
我们没有时间来读。
But these two dear ones, they spoke right into the heart of the issue.
他们这两个人向这个问题的中心重点来说话。
If you look through the prophet Haggai,
如果你看先知哈该，
he encourages the people to consider their ways. Stop and look at your heart. Consider your ways.
他奉劝那些百姓，你们停下来，你们想一想你们自己的道路。
And he encourages them to say that I am with you, I will carry you through.
他在那里鼓励他们说，我和你们同在，我要把你们带过难关。
And there's a future glory in this house. This latter glory is going to be far greater than the former.
他说，在这个圣殿，他将来的荣耀要比今天的荣耀要更大。
He says, you're doing much, but you're not reaping anything.
他说你们做了很多事情，但是你们没有收敛任何事情。
There's one thing that's not mentioned in the book of Haggai.
在哈该书里面有一件事情没有提到。
Nothing is shared about Haggai of, nothing is shared in Haggai of the enemy.
在哈该书里面你没有看见仇敌的出现。
Haggai is always dealing with the heart condition of the people.
哈该总是在那里来对付他们这些百姓的心里面的
光景。 Four times or five times, forget exactly, he says, consider your ways, consider your ways.
他在那里一次一次的说，你们要思想你们的所作所行。
And through that, there's this great encouragement.
在当中有极大的勉励。
They heard that encouragement through Haggai, and they rose up after a few weeks, and they started building again.
他们听了哈该的鼓励鼓舞，他们就站起来。他们几个星期以后，他们就开始重建。
Praise God, the love of God came through Haggai, and it lifted these ones back up, and they got a new perspective, and they kept going on.
神的爱就接着哈该来，把他们来一个扶起来，让他们能够经历神的爱，能够让他们继续下去。
Because what had occurred is the ones there, they had left their first love.
因为他们以前发生的事，就是他们离弃了他们起初的爱。
Now, when are we in first love?
我们在这个论到起初的爱，我们在什么地方？
I would like to say that we are always in first love.
我愿意说我们总是在起初的爱的当中。
Every day of our life, we're always in first love.
我们的每天的生活，我们都处在起初的爱的当中。
Well, what is first love?
起初的爱是什么？
First love is what drives you. First love is what motivates you. First love is what controls you.
起初的爱就在这里来驱动你，来在这里鼓舞你，也在这里来限制你。
So I would like to say we're always in first love. So the issue is, what are we in first love with?
我们一直都在起初的爱的里面，但是我们是和什么一起在起初的爱里？
Are we in first love captured by the Lord? Or are we in first love captured by ourselves?
我们是在对于我们主的起初的爱呢，还是在于对于我们个人的起初的爱？
That first love, that very root, that is what drives us in life.
这个起初的爱就是能够来驱动我们的根源。
That's what causes us to be that free will offering.
这就是让我们能够甘心的把我们自己奉献。
To surrender ourselves fully under whatever we're doing.
让我们在无论何事上，我们都把自己降服在他面前。
And Haggai brought these ones back to being in first love with the Lord.
哈该就把他们带到向着主的起初的爱的里面。
And then Zechariah, in a similar way, he comes in and encourages them with a great boldness.
撒迦利亚也同样的让用极大的勇气来鼓舞他们。
The Lord Zechariah reminds them of how jealous God. He says, "I'm jealous for Jerusalem. I'm jealous for this house. I'm going to do a great thing."
撒迦利亚就提醒他们，我们的神是如何为耶路撒冷、如何为圣殿来起愤恨。
And he reminds the people in this famous verse, it's not by your might or your power, but it's by the Spirit, says the Lord.
他提醒他们用这样一个很著名的一节圣经说，不是靠着势力，也不是靠着才能，乃是靠着耶和华的灵方能成事。
And when this house is completed, what is going to be the great shout?
当这个殿建起来的时候，会发出何等的呼喊？
Is the great shout going to be, we've done a great thing?
这个呼喊难道说是我们做了一件伟大的事情吗？
It'll be shouts of grace, grace, because we know it's all of him.
在那里你就听见这个恩典恩典的呼喊，因为完全是因着他。
They started in grace and they were being reminded they would finish in grace.
他们是从靠着恩典起头，他们也被提醒他们是靠着恩典来结束。
And brothers and sisters, that's the life that we're living also.
这就是我们也活出来的生命。
That we've started in the spirit, we don't want to end up in the flesh.
我们是靠着灵起头，我们不愿意因着我们的肉体我们结束。
The Lord can meet us in a wonderful way and we start, but then all of a sudden we start taking control again and we're doing it our way.
我们的主可以来让我们来起始，但是我们不愿意就突然的我们用我们自己的方式我们来结束。
Zechariah gives him a great promise. He says, return unto me and I'll return to you.
撒迦利亚就给他们一个极大的应许，说你们 转向我，我就转向你们。
And praise God, they did return.
感谢神，他们确实来回转。
Well, now when the Lord said, "I will return unto you,"
当神说我要向回转过来
，Had he really ever left them?
他难道他从来就离开过他们吗
？I believe what he's saying here.
我相信他是这样的说
：Is when you return to me,
当你向我回头
，you will also return to being conscious that I am with you.
你就认识到我也总是和你在一起。
He had really never left them.
他从来就没有离弃过。
But they were returning to a place of consciousness of him.
当他们回转到一个能够再一次来感觉到他。
An awareness of him.
能够来意识到他的存在。
Because when after the prophets Haggai and Zechariah were encouraging them, they're rising up and they're building, no outward circumstances had changed.
因为当撒迦利亚哈该鼓舞他们重新来建造的时候，外面的环境并没有任何的改变。
The adversaries, the enemies were still there.
仇敌，他们的敌人还在那里。
The only thing that had changed was their perspective.
他们只有他们的思维方式改变了。
Their eye, because of the word of God, their eyes had gotten off of the adversary and onto the Lord.
当他们因为神的道把他们的眼目从仇敌身上带向主的身上。
That's why we're in this days, we're so encouraged to look up.
这就是在如今我们当我们仰望他的时候，我们就得到鼓舞。
Get our eyes off of all this thing. Look up at our Redeemer.
把我们的眼目从一切事情上面来移转来。
That's our hope. That's our encouragement.
这就是我们的盼望，我们的鼓舞。
And we might, as we go through these seasons of life, circumstances may never change.
当我们在这里过这样的季节，我们的时间周围从来不会改变。
But praise God, His great grace and His love, it never changes either.
但是我们感谢主，他的伟大的爱也从不改变。
Because we said that testimony of Jesus, He is the all-inclusive one, the all-sufficient one, and the all-victorious one.
因为我们说到我们主，他的见证是完全的，是包含一切，也是足够的。
And by his life, by his very self, he's the one that will strengthen us to go through whatever adversarial situations we find ourselves in.
靠着他自己，靠着他的生命，他可以带我们走过一切让我们觉得困难的难处。
Praise God, these responded to the word of God.
我们赞美神，他们这样的向神有回应。
Now in Ezra, we also see another way that the word of God is being used.
我们在以斯拉记看见神的道在另外一种方式来起作用。
The word of God is a holy word.
我们神的话是圣洁的话。
God is holy.
因为神是圣的。
And in God's holy word and in his economy, there is no compromise. There's no place for impurity or sin.
在神的话的圣洁的里面，他从来没有任何的妥协，没有任何的罪。
And we see how through the word of God, they were encouraged to withstand the temptation of compromise.
我们看见他们怎么在神通过神的话，他们在这里抗拒任何的妥协。
When they had returned to start building, in Ezra chapter 4, those residents there, the so-called adversaries, were offered to help them build.
当他们回去重建的时候，在第四章我们看见那些所谓的仇敌，他们来也向他们提出帮助他们。
They come in and they say, "Let us build with you."
他们说让我们与你们一起建。
Now, who were these people?
这些人是谁？
They had been put there by the king of Assyria years ago.
他们是叙利亚王很多年以前把他们带到那边去。
They weren't of the nation of Israel.
他们不是以色列的民。
You know, these were all foreigners.
他们都是外邦人。
And but praise God, as they came to Zerubbabel, what did he say?
感谢神，他 借着所罗巴伯怎么说？
And the Zerubbabel and all the others in Ezra chapter 4, he declares to them, you have nothing in common with us in building the house of our God.
所罗巴伯向他们说，我们在建神殿上，你们与我们无关。
But we ourselves will build together.
我们要自己协力建造。
That's in Ezra chapter 4, verse 3.
是在以斯拉记第四章第三节。
Brothers and sisters, how often are we tempted? Can there be this temptation? The things of the world, the things of other religions will try to come in and say, let us help. Let's have an ecumenical movement. Let's do this together.
弟兄姊妹们，有多少次这个世界上的或者说其他的宗教他们来诱惑我们说让我们跟你们一起来做这件事情。
We are a holy people. We're set apart unto him with a purpose.
我们是属于他的圣洁的国民，我们被他分别是一个目的的。
May we not use the ways of the world, the ways of our culture, the ways of tradition, the ways of man, the ways of other religions to try to accomplish his heart and purpose.
愿意我们不是靠这个属世界的任何的一些传统、一些的文化、一些仇敌的一些宗教来完成他要我们完成的旨意。
Because this house that we're being called to build, it's a holy place.
因为他所呼召我们来建的这个圣殿是一个圣洁的所在。
In the Psalms it says, holiness befits my house.
因为在诗篇里面说，我的殿里面有圣洁。
This is the very character and nature of the Lord.
这就是我们主他的本性和他的品质。
And there's so much temptation for ones to try to get along in the spirit of the age that we're living in.There's a great temptation to compromise.
在我们如今这个时代有很多的这个诱惑让我们来妥协，能够让我们能够来与他们合作。
There's a great temptation to lower the standard.
有一个极大的诱惑让我们放低我们的标准。
But what is the standard?
这个标准是什么？
It's the word of God that we've been sharing.
是我们在交通道的我们神的道。
It's his way, it's his plan, it's his purpose.
是他的道路，是他的目标，是他的计划。
And I remember back in Richmond years ago.
我记得很多年前我在 Richmond 的时候。
There was a gentleman in the community and he wanted to donate a piano for us.
在那个社区里面有一位先生，他想把他的钢琴来奉献出来。
At that time we didn't have a piano.
那个时候我们没有钢琴。
That's another story on why we didn't have one. But he offered us a piano.
没有钢琴有一个原因，但是他要想把钢琴奉献给我。
And initially, everybody said, "Oh, this would be great. We'll have a piano."
刚开始我们的反应说，哦，这太好了，我们就会有钢琴了。
But then a couple of brothers and sisters saying, "Well, now who is this person?"
但是有那么两个弟兄姊妹们，他们在就问这个人是谁。
And as we looked into him, he didn't have a very good reputation in town.
我们调查了一下，我们发现他好像他的名声不太好。
So we almost made a big mistake.
我们几乎犯了一个大的错误。
In our desire to have a piano, we accept one from anybody.
我们非常想要一个钢琴，我们甚至说是谁给我们都可以。
But we told him no thank you.
后来我们跟他说：“谢谢你，不用了。”
It's just that we didn't have a witness. That's what we were supposed to do.
我们那个时候我们没有一个证人，所以这就是我们应该做的。
That doesn't seem like a big thing.
好像不像一个很大不了的事情。
But do you know, does compromise ever start with a big thing?
但是你知道这个妥协难道是从总是从大的事情开始吗？
Compromise always starts with the little things.
妥协都是从小处开始的。
This little thing, this won't hurt.
这个一点点的这个小事
I can substitute this for that.
我可以用它来取代 一样东西。
One of my favorite activities in life is eating.
我一个很喜欢生活里很喜欢的一件事情就是吃东西。
Particular desserts.
特别是吃甜点。
And you can tell when somebody compromises on a good dessert.
你可以看见当人他在那里好像放低了他的标准在他这个甜点上面。
That dessert calls for 2 cups of sugar.
因为那个甜点你要做要放2杯的糖。
And somebody tries to use stevia.
有些人他好像就是用了这个人造的这个糖精。
They think they're helping you out.
他们说他们是这样做是帮助你。
These little compromises.
这一点点的小的妥协。
We don't think they'll hurt.
我们觉得他们好像没有什么伤害。
Or we kid ourselves.
或者我们是骗我们自己。
And we'll say, I'm a strong enough believer that won't hurt me.
我说我是一个很有信心的人,
I love, how we think of ourselves as believers.
我们实在认自己认为我们是有信心的，我实在觉得很有意思。
We come to the Lord's table on Sunday, and everybody's being encouraged to pray.
我们来到主的桌子面前，在主日，每个人都被激励要来祷告。
But what do we think of ourselves?
但是我们自己认为自己是什么？
I'm so little, I'm so young, I don't know how to pray, I can't do that, I'm not worthy, I can't pray. So we sit there, quiet, too passive.
我是一个小,
not actively passive, passive, passive.
我是一个小弟兄，我太年轻了，我不知道该怎么祷告，所以我们就坐在那里，我们好像是很主动的来被动。
But then maybe last night, there was somebody was having a New Year's Eve party, and we wanted to go to that.
但是昨天晚上可能有一个新年的一个晚会，我们愿意去。
All of our friends would be there, and people that we respected, and people we wanted to be seen, they would be there.
我们的一些很多的朋友，我们想跟他们一起在一起相处的人，他们都在那里。
And we know that things will be going on there that we shouldn't be around.
我们知道在那里也有发生了一些事情是我们不应该再参与的。
What do we think of ourselves then?
我们在那个时候我们怎么想？
I am such a strong Christian. Nothing will, I can go to that party and it won't bother me at all.
我是一个很强的一个基督徒，我可以到那里那中间去，不会来搅扰我的。
We got our roles reversed.
我们把我们的角色来转换了。
And when we're together, we should be strong and bold and do whatever.
我们聚会的时候，我们应该强有力的，我们应该什么都能做。
But when it comes to the things of the world, we should be fearful and see our vulnerability.
当我们到属世的事情上面去，我们应该恐惧战惊，然后看到我们自己是软弱的。
This is where these little things of compromise can come in.
这就是这些小的让我们妥协的可以进来的。
Holiness, our God is a holy God.
论到圣洁，论到我们圣洁的神。
And it makes us a very unique people.
它就是让我们看见我们是独一的民。
We really are strangers in this world.
我们实在是在这个地上寄居的。
We will be misunderstood in this world.
他们可能会误解我们。
But we will give honor and glory to Him.
但是我们是要把荣耀和称颂来归给他。
Praise God, brothers and sisters. So many have gone before us that were willing to love not their life unto death.
弟兄姊妹们，在我们前面呢，有很多弟兄说，我们不爱惜自己的生命，以至于死也不爱惜自己的生命。
And how may we not compromise in this life that we're in?
我们如何的能够在借着他的生命，我们不妥协？
Later on in the book of Ezra, after he had returned on that second return, he encounters actual sin within their midst.
在第二次以斯拉回去的时候，他遇见他们中间的很多的罪。
If you turn over to Ezra chapter 9,
如果你翻到以斯拉记第九章，
in Ezra chapter 9, in the first four verses there, it says, after he had returned, he encounters that these ones of Israel had actually married with those people who were their adversaries.
当他第二次回去的时候，他遇见了这些以色列民，他们和他们的仇敌来通婚。
If you look at chapter 9, verse 1,
第九章第一节,
you see all the various people. They hadn't separated themselves from the people of the land, but they had married them.
你看见这里面有许许多多人，他们没有与当地的这些民来分别出来，而与他们来通婚了。
And then in verse 2 it says, For they have taken some of their daughters as wives for themselves and for their sons, so that the holy race has intermingled with the peoples of the land. Indeed, the hands of the princes, the rulers, have been foremost in this unfaithfulness.
第二节说，因他们为自己和儿子娶了这些外邦女子为妻。 以致圣洁的种类和这些国的民混杂，而且首领和官长在这世上为罪魁。
And how does Ezra react here?
以斯拉做了一个什么反应？
He saw sin within the midst of the people of God.
他看见神百姓当中的这个罪。
Does he tolerate anything?
他有没有容忍任何的方面？
Look how it impacts him.
你看见这给他带来怎么样的一个影响？
And as you read this, think about how this, when we see sin within our midst, how does it impact us?
当我们读到这里，我们 觉得在我们中间有罪，怎么样会影响到我们？
But then he was in verse 3, he says, And when I heard about this matter, I tore my garment, my robe, I pulled some of my hair from my head and my beard and sat down appalled.
第三节，我一听见这事，就撕裂衣服和外袍，拔了头发和胡须，惊惧，忧闷而坐。
When's the last time we reacted to sin as that way?
我们上一次我们像罪这样做出一个强烈的反应是哪一次
have we become too tolerant of sin?
还是我们已经变得对罪来容忍
But Ezra, it impacted him. I don't know if you've ever tried to tear your hair out, but it hurts.
当你被这个事情影响我不知道你有没有试过拔你的头发很痛的。
And then, but as he continues there, he says, then everyone who trembled at the words of God of Israel on account of the unfaithfulness of the exiles gathered to me, I sat appalled until the evening offering.
接下来我们看见凡为以色列神言语战惊的都因这被掳归回之人所犯的罪聚集在我这里。我就惊惧忧闷而坐直到献晚祭的时候。
What does Ezra do with the people here?
以斯拉向这些百姓做了什么
He brings them before the Lord in prayer.
他把他们带到主的面前来祷告。
He doesn't give up on them. He doesn't chastise them. He doesn't throw them out. But he's for them. He's for their recovery.
他没有责备他们，没有遗弃他们，而是把他们来带到主的面前。
This is the ministry of recovering and reconciliation.
这就是做这个恢复。和复兴的一个工作。
He was bringing these ones, bringing everyone in their own current condition before the Lord and bringing the Lord before them.
他们把在这些人就是如此的光景中间也带到主的面前，让主也到他们的面前。
Now, what were these foreign wives that these guys had married? What were these foreign wives?
这些外邦人的妻。是谁
you know, and how does it apply to us today?
对于我们今天代表了什么
Now, when you think of somebody that's foreign, it's somebody that's not from your country.
当你讲一个好像外国人，好像不是你祖国的那个人。
They have a different origin, they have different customs, they have different habits and traditions.
他们好像有不同的传统，不同的文化，不同的。
They have a different perspective on things.
在凡事上都有不同的观点。
I just know in the natural realm, when a couple from two different, countries marry one another, all of a sudden they find out that there's a lot of differences in the cultures that they came from.
我们知道如果有两个不同国家的人他们结婚了他们突然会发现在他们的传统文化上面有很大的差别。
That's not a reason not to get married today among believers, but I'm just saying it's another process that ones have to work through.
并不是说你这如果都信主的话你就这样你就不能结婚而是说你要必须要经过一定的过程。
I mean, when I married Stella, I was a city slicker, and she was a country girl.
当我和我的妻子结婚的时候，我是喜欢在城市里面，她是一个喜欢乡村的。
You know, if you've never been in the country, if you're a city slicker and you've never been out in the country or the hills of Appalachia, you don't know what you're in for.
如果你只是在习惯于城市生活，你对这个乡村的生活不熟悉的话，你都不知道那里发生了什么事情。
You know, there's a difference.
在中间有一个差别。
And what is a wife?
在生命生活里也是。
You know, when you think of wife, it's someone that you're joined together intimately with.
你的妻子就是说你与她联合。
You're giving yourself to them. You're not just associating with them, but you're giving them your heart.
你是要把你的心都向她打开，你不是只是和她有一定联系而已。
You know, and we see how these ones, tragically, they had given themselves and compromised and entered into this unholy relationship with foreign women.
我们看见这些人他们就把自己来交出来和这些外邦的妇人来通婚了。
And we see how it affected them, it brought about distractions and dissipations.
我们看见这就给他们带来了这些毁坏和他的分散。
Who was the person that was the most famous for marrying foreign wives?
是谁在这个与外邦女子结婚上面最有名的一个人?
Solomon.
所罗门。
Oh, Solomon, when he reached that zenith of, after building the temple and everything.
当所罗门他建完圣殿，他其实好像已经达到了他的人生的高峰。
Sadly, for political and other economic alliances, he started marrying these foreign wives.
但是因着经济或者政治方面的原因，他开始与外邦的外国的女子通婚。
And it tragically says it turned his heart to these other gods.
在那里就很悲惨的发现他就把他的心就转向外邦神。
Don't think you stand lest you fall.
不要认为你不会就犯同样的错误。
But praise God, as Ezra is seeing this situation, he's not being hard on the people, but he's bringing them to the Lord.
我们感谢神看见以色拉遇见这些事情他们没有好像很难为这些人，而是把他们带到主的面前。
Now, one thing too, I want to keep in listen, a perspective here.
我们必须要有一个观点在这里。
Remember when the first ones came back to Jerusalem, they were there, it took them about 20 years to build the house of God.
第一批回耶路撒冷的人，他们花了20年的时间来建神的殿。
So that's Ezra chapter 1, that's Ezra's chapter 1 through chapter 6.
这是以斯拉记1到6章记载。
And then we said that between chapter 6 and chapter 7 is the book of Esther.
然后我们记得在第六章和第七章实际上是这个以斯帖的那个年代。
That's about 60 years.
中间发生了60年。
So this is occurring about 80 years after they've returned.
这就是当他们第一次回归以后80年以后发生的事情。
Who were the ones that are intermarrying?
那些是谁在这里与异族通婚的?
These are ones what we would say more of the second and third generation.
我们觉得他们是可能在那第一批回归以后的第二、第三代人。
But why did the second and third generation do something that like this that had, is not recorded earlier?
为什么这个第二代、第三代的人他们做以前没有记录的事情?
Generally, if the second or third generation, if the first generation hasn't maintained that position of first love with the Lord and maintained a clear and absolute testimony.
我必须要这样说,如果这个第一代的人他们没有来保持守他们起初的爱,没有持守他们对基督,对神绝对的爱的话,
those next generations start to lose some of that fervor and zeal for the Lord.
他们的后代就逐渐的丧失他们对主神的热心。
What the first generation tolerates in a very small way, those next generations think that that's acceptable. There's a great lesson here for us. There's an impact that we have. I know as we pray for younger ones within our midst, I think the great one of the there's two ways of praying. We're praying for them, yes.
我们有两种为他们祷告的方式.
But for some of us that are older,
但是对于我们一些年长的人来说,
have we set the standard? Have we set a living relationship with the Lord that is an encouragement to make them zealous to follow the Lord?
我们有没有定一个标准，让我们与主的一个活的一个关系？ 能够成为他们一生的激励，然后来兴起他们的热心。
Have we failed in some way of passing on the life of Christ to them? Have we passed on just some outward form?
还是我们在这个方面我们失败了，我们只是把基督的生命在一个外在的来传给他们。
This is something we all wrestle with.
这就是我们每一个人在上面要挣扎的。
But it's so vital for all of us.
但是对于我们每个人。
Because we're together in this, the old and the young.
That's the beauty of
Haggai and Zechariah. You have the old and the young working together with one heart and one purpose. Would the Lord bring all of us to our knees? We'll see in a minute. We're going to consider this matter of prayer. And one of the things you'll notice in Ezra's prayers,
你在以斯拉的祷告中你会注意到一件事,
these people that have sinned here,
不是这些人对于这些犯罪的人,
he's not praying for them.
他没有为了他们来祷告,
he doesn't say, Lord, they have sinned.
他没有说主啊,他们犯了罪,
he said, Lord, we have sinned.
他说主啊,我们都犯了罪,
there's an identification.
在那里他和他们来联合。
That's the vision that we see. If we talk about being in the body of Christ, the reality of our vision within the body of Christ comes out in our prayer meetings. As we pray for us, as we pray for we, not just praying for them.
我们是为了我们祷告，而不是简简单单的为他们祷告。
That's the oneness we have, but that's for a few more minutes from now. So,
这就是我们所要讲到的合一。我们一会儿会讲到。
You know, but praise God, how does this affect us today?
但是我们赞美神，这如何的影响到我们？
To us, to me, this is really impacting the deep things within our heart.
对我来说，这影响到我的内心的深处。
Those affectionate things within our heart.
我们心里面喜爱的那些事情。
We have those things, those deep desires within our heart that we're wanting to be associated with, that are trying to pull us away from the things of the Lord.
我们心里面有一些我们所喜爱的，能够在那里很强有力的把我们带偏离从主那里。
You know, we get connected with them in a way that is we know that we're wrestling with it.
我们和这些东西好像有那么强有力的联系，我们知道我们在这里努力的与它摔跤。
And actually, this is not something that younger believers really wrestle with at first.
啊，这并不是一些年轻的信主的弟兄姊妹们他们要想摔跤的。
Because generally, you don't get married till you're an adult.
啊，因为你不在成年以前，你一般不会结婚的。
And then you start, as you get a little bit older in the Lord, become so-called an adult in the Lord, then you start to see that the Lord deals with us in a deeper inner way.
当你后来慢慢的在主里面长大，你成年了，你就看见我们的主在我们里面，然后再做一个很深的对付。
You'll notice generally as the Lord deals with us, he works in a way that it cleans us up outwardly first.
我们看见神在我们身上做对付的时候，他先从外面来向我们做工。
I know after I came to the Lord, my vocabulary changed a lot.
我知道当我信主以后，我说话的这个词汇都变了。
I had spent 6 years in the Navy, and that changed my vocabulary. That expanded my vocabulary.
我在海军服役6年，让我说话的很多词汇量大增。
I came to the Lord, and it shrunk my vocabulary.
让我信主以后，让我的词汇量减少。
But we see how the Lord did, but then he starts working on some inner things, those thoughts and intentions of your heart.
然后看见主开始在我们的思想意念上面开始来做工了。
Those inner desires that maybe only you know about, or maybe you not don't even know about it.
是我们里面深处的一个渴望，也许你知道，也许你都没有意识到。
But as he works within us,
但是他在我们里面做工。
That's where the word of God comes in and touches something.
In
a very personal, intimate way.
在一个很个人的一个很亲密的一个层面上。
Set you free of it.
然后就让我们得自由。
It's something that might be okay for someone else to do, but for you, who the Lord has made you, he wants you to let go of that.
对于一些别人他们这样做是可以的，但是他让你愿意放下这些事情。
But it's that deeper inner working that the Lord does.
我们主所做的一个深的一个里面的一个工作。
That's why it talks in Hebrews, that dividing of soul and spirit, the thoughts and intentions of your heart.
这就是在希伯来书里面讲到这个做这个刺入破开的工作，连心中的思念都能显明。
I think all of us are pretty glad that nobody knows all the thoughts and intentions of our hearts and our minds.
我们很幸运的就是没有很多人知道我们里面的思想和意念。
But God knows them.
但是神他知道。
And in his love and in his timing, he has a way of setting us free from those.
但是在凭着他的爱，他好像在一定的时间就把我们从那当中释放出来。
One of the aspects of this, they call it theologically, the renewing of your mind.
在用神学的话来讲，就是让我们的心意更新而变化。
It's just changing your thoughts, those things that you used to think about, you find you're not thinking about them as much.
就是你以前总是来沉思默想的，但是你今天不再去思想他们。
Those things that used to be important to you, you don't find yourself drawn to them.
以前对你所重要的，你今天你发现你不受他们的吸引了。
Those thoughts that you had toward a brother or a sister, all of a sudden you find yourself actually liking them.
你以前好像怀着对弟兄姊妹的不满，但是你突然你发现你开始喜欢他们了。
That's the deep work he's doing here.
这就是他在我们里面做的一个很深的工作。
And this is what he's separating these ones. He saw this sin where they had compromised with the things that were not of him.
他在这里就是看见这样的我们已经妥协的，我们犯了罪，他就开始来做这样的一个工作。
Well, praise God, there's a good end to this story.
我们感谢神，在这个有一个很好的结果。
Because Ezra brought him before the Lord and he prayed for him. And then after that prayer, they all repented.
当以斯拉把他们带到主的面前，为他们一起祷告的时候，他们就一起来到主的面前。
Look at Ezra chapter 10 verse 3.
我们看以斯拉记第十章第三节。
And this is what those that are repenting, this is their cry.
这就是在他们的悔改的时候，他们的发出的呼喊。
So now let us make a covenant with our God to put away all these wives and children according to the counsel of my Lord, and of those who tremble at the commandment of our God, and let it be done according to thy law.
Which verse?
Ezra 10:3.
以斯拉记第十章第三节。所以说，现在我们与我们的神立约，休这一切的妻，离绝他们所生的，照着我主和那因神命令暂经之人所议定的，按律法而行。
They separated themselves from these wives and children. We're not going to go into that aspect of it today.
他们就和这些离绝这些外邦人的妻子和他们的孩子。
Too long to try to explain that.
我们要解释的话，要花很多的时间。
But when you see the impact of the word of God,
但是你看见神的话的影响。
And through this, the house of God was strengthened and beautified.
因着这样的缘故，神的殿就被装饰了，修饰了。
What we've seen as we consider how the Lord uses His word to strengthen us.
我们看见神如何用他的话来坚固我们。
He encourages during times of oppression.
他在我们受逼迫的时候，他来鼓舞我们。
He guides us on how we're to live together and live unto Him.
他在我们该如何的向他而活，来指引我们。
He guides us on how we're to be serving Him. He guides us on how He's protecting us.
在我们如何侍奉他，如何他如何保守我们的方面，他来带领我们。
Cleanses us from our unholiness.
他把我们从不洁中来清洁。
Now this is not an exhaustive list of how the Word of God works.
这不仅仅是神的道做工的仅有的方式。
This is just a few that caught my attention as I looked at Ezra.
这就是我读以斯拉记来抓住我注意力的几个方面。
May we see in a fuller and greater way the power of the Word of God in life and in action.
我们要盼望我们看见神的话做工的时候，他的完全和他的能力。
And just give the word of God an opportunity in your heart to work.
只是要在神的话给你在你的心里面给他一个机会，让他能做工。
Now there's another way that we're strengthened that we mentioned, and it's in this matter of prayer.
有另外一个方面来神来坚固我们是通过祷告。
And as we said earlier, prayer and the word of God, they're very intertwined, interrelated.
这个在祷告的方面，它与神的话是非常有相密紧密关系的。
When you're reading the word of God, all of a sudden you'll notice it brings you to prayer about something.
当你读神的话的时候，就把你带到了祷告当中。
When we're praying about something, all of a sudden maybe a scripture will come to us, and we're using the word of God in prayer.
当我们祷告的时候，神的话就进到我们里面，让我们在祷告里面把它祷告出来。
But we see within Ezra's life, he was a man of prayer.
我们看见以斯拉的一生都是一个祷告的人。
We talked yesterday about how before they were getting ready to head out to Jerusalem, he gathered everybody there in Ezra chapter 8. And what did they do first of all?
我们昨天在第讲到以斯拉记第八章，当他们要回耶路撒冷以前，他把所有的人聚在一起，他们做了一件什么事？
In Ezra chapter 8, verse 21,
以斯拉记八章二十一节，
he said, "We gathered together and proclaimed a fast."
他说我们在一起来宣告禁食。
They humbled themselves before the Lord in prayer and fasting.
他们在神的面前降杯来禁食。
And what is this speaking of?
这讲到的是什么?
In a very practical, real way, what this is just showing us is a life of utter dependence upon the Lord.
这在实行方面是讲到对于主完全的信靠。
Utter trust in Him.
对神完全的信靠。
What a wonderful testimony of faith that he was the one that was able to keep them.
在 这是如何的一个宝贵的一个见证，就是只有神能够保守他们。
It's interesting as you look through Ezra and Nehemiah, you see these wonderful prayer, these men of prayer.
当你在以斯拉记和尼希米记，你不止一次的看见这些祷告的人和他们奇妙的祷告。
Because it's showing how dependent they were upon the Lord.
就表明了他们是如何的在那里单单的信靠神。
There's a direct correlation between our amount of prayer and our prayer life and how dependent we are upon the Lord.
在我们在信靠主和我们祷告的这个多少上面有直接的关系。
We probably have, I know I've been guilty over the years. There's areas in my life I didn't pray about because I thought I could handle that.
在我的生命的里面有一些 我其实也犯过这样的错误，就是有些时候我觉得不用祷告，我觉得我可以自己能处理。
As I was recently going back through the Gospel of John, I was reminded of that dependent life that we're called to in the Lord.
当我们再一次读约翰福音的时候，我们再一次被提醒，我们要对神，要过一个对神有信靠的一个生活。
If our Lord Jesus says, I can't do anything except the Father's direction.
如果我们主都这样说，除非是父，我什么也不能做。
Who am I to think that I can do anything without my Lord's direction?
我自己如果没有主的带领，我能做什么？我为什么要这样想？
And prayer is the fruit of a dependent life.
当我们祷告的时候，就让我们信靠的一个生活结出果子。
It's the evidence of a dependent life.
也是我们一个信靠主生活的一个证据。
It's the normal activity of a dependent life.
是我们信靠主生活的一个正常的一个行为。
We see, we were just talking about how the sins of how they had married the foreign wives.
我们刚读到他们与外族妇人通婚的这个罪。
Turn back over again to Ezra chapter 9 because it's a beautiful prayer. This is Ezra's response here.
我们再回到以斯拉记第九章，这是一个很美丽的一个祷告，这就是以斯拉的反应。
And as when we're talking about this matter of recovery, there's some different books that are in the scripture that speak of recovery.
当我们讲到恢复，在圣经里面有几本不同的圣经讲到恢复。
You have Ezra and you have Nehemiah and you have Daniel.
你看在以斯拉记、尼希米记和但以理书。
There's some others also, but in those three, there's three chapters that deal specifically with prayer.
在这个三本圣经里面有三处都讲到祷告。
And they made it very simple for us to remember.
他们很相似，让我们很容易记。
Whether you're in Daniel, whether you're in Ezra or Nehemiah, it's all chapter 9.
无论是在以斯拉记、尼希米记
Okay, if you remember one thing today, chapter 9.
如果你只记住一件事情就是第九
章 That'll get you to the prayer chapters.
那就是让你带到祷告的这一章
And what you will also see is if you could put up on your screen those three chapters side by side.
如果你在这个屏幕上你可以把这个三章都并排的放
You would see a great similarity in those.
你看见那些祷告里面有极大的相似。
Similar spirits, similar ways that they prayed.
他们祷告的方式是那样的一样。
And we're going to use Ezra as the example today.
我们今天就用以斯拉记做一个例子。
But these principles will apply whether you're in Daniel or Nehemiah.
但是这些原则也适用你读但以理书和这个尼希米记。
Well, we looked at Ezra 9, those first four verses, that's where...They saw their sin and they fell before the Lord, trembling before Him.
我们刚才读到以斯拉记第九章第四节，讲到他们认识他们的罪，他们就在神的面前战惊恐惧。
And then if you look at verse 5, it's the prayer starts.
然后你就到第五节，你就看见这个祷告的开始。
And look at Ezra's place of humility here.
你看见以斯拉他是如何的在神面前
谦卑。At the evening offering, I rose from my humiliation, even with my garment and my robe torn, and I fell on my knees and stretched out my hands to the Lord my God. Oh my God, I'm ashamed, I'm embarrassed.
献晚祭的时候，我起来，心中愁苦，穿着撕裂的衣服，双膝跪下，向耶和华我的神举手说：“我的神啊，我抱愧蒙羞。”
Yeah, this is.This is one of the rarest verses you'll see in the Old Testament.
这是你在旧约里面你看见的一个比较少见的一处圣经。
A Jew falling on his face, falling on his knees in prayer.
一个犹太人他双膝跪下来祷告。
Most Jews pray, they stand up.
很多犹太人他们祷告是站着祷告的。
This shows the extent of Ezra's humiliation.
就看见以斯拉他是何等的心中的谦卑。
He's on his knees.
他双膝跪下。
And we don't have time to go through in detail this prayer, but I'd encourage you to go back and look at it.
我没有很多的时间来把它完整的看下来，我希望你们回去再接着看。
If you look at verses 6 and 7,
你看第六、第七节。
Again, it's what we were talking about earlier. Ezra identifies with the people in their prayer, and in their iniquities and in their guilt.
以斯拉把自己 与百姓的犯罪的事情上他其实和他们 连在一起。
He said, our iniquities, our guilt, we're the ones with great guilt.
他说我们是犯同样的罪是我们犯的罪。
He's not praying for them.
他不是为他们祷告。
This we, Ezra had not done anything.
他这样讲到我们的时候以斯拉什么也没有做。
But he knew he was one with them. And when one member suffers, all members suffer. What a testimony of his vision of God's call for his people. And then verses 8 and 9. He acknowledges how it's only by the faithful hand of God that they're even there. We read these verses the other day about how they're an escaped remnant and he's crying out there for that to be restored. And then in verses 10 to 14,
然后第十四节,
he's acknowledging their true condition. He speaks of the very specific sins. He doesn't just say, oh Lord, forgive me of my sins.
他并不是说,主啊,求你赦免我一切的罪。
Lord, forgive for this if I did that.
他说,主啊,如果我做了这个,你就赦免我。
He says, no, he humbles himself before the Lord and he says, well, we are fully confessing, we are guilty.
他在主面前谦卑说,我们承认我们犯了罪。
And we're actually, well, there are no excuses because we as the people of God should know better.
他说没有任何的借口, 因为我作为神的百姓, 我们应该知道这一点。
And he's acknowledging the Lord has been merciful to them and didn't discipline as they deserved.
他也在那里承认主没有按照他们应当承受的来惩罚他们。
You see how, if you look at the very end of 14,
如果你看到14节的最后,
he said, wouldst thou not be angry with us to the point of destruction until there's no remnant nor any who escape?
他说你岂不向我们发怒,将我们灭绝,以致没有一个剩下逃脱的人吗?
He realized the consequence of his sin.
他认识到这样的犯罪的这样的严肃的后果。
He's seeing his mercy.
也看见了神的恩典怜悯。
And then verse 15, he falls into the hands of the Lord.
第十五节讲到他如何回到主的手里。
It says, while thou art righteous, for we have been left as that escape remnant, it is this day, behold, we're before thee in our guilt, and no one can stand before thee because of this.
15节说,因你是公义的,我们这剩下的人才得逃脱。正如今日的光景,看到我们在你面前有罪恶,因此无人在你面前站立得住。
You know, praise God, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们,我们赞美神。
This was one, he had a heart for God's people.
这就是这个人对着神的百姓有心。
Why did he have a heart for God's people?
他为什么对神的百姓有一个心?
Because he was a man of vision.
因为他是有一个意向的人。
He had a heart for God's people because he knew God's heart.
他对神的百姓有心, 因为他知道认识神的心。
He just didn't know God's teachings.
他不仅仅知道神的教训。
He didn't just know God's words.
他不仅仅只知道神的工作。
But he knew God's heart.
他知道神的心,
and he knew how much God loved these people.
他认识到神如何的爱这些百姓,
he knew what God's purpose for these people were.
他知道神在这些百姓身上的旨意,
and he said, because of this, Lord, we have sinned.
他说因为这些话我们犯罪了。
I'm coming alongside, I'm coming actually, he got lower than the others. He got underneath them and lifted them up to the Lord.
而是他来 这样把自己降卑的比他们更低，然后把他们举起来在主的面前。
How do we, when we're dealing with a sinner, somebody that we're dealing with, what's our position?
当我们来处理一个犯罪的人，我们的地位是什么？
Are we above them, looking down at them?
我们是比他们更高，我们来鄙视他们吗？
That's a Pharisee.
那就是法利赛人。
Or are we coming underneath?
还是我们站在他们的下面？
Allow that Lord lifted me.
让
I was falling deep in sin. The Lord lifted me. That's what, as we see ourselves within the body of Christ. This is the evidence, this is the testimony of the oneness we have, where we come under and we carry our brothers and sisters through the difficult times.
这就是我们所要彰显的一个合一的见证，我们在难处里面，我们把我们的弟兄们一起来带领这个困境。
Praise God for this man of prayer.
我们感赞美神为了这样一个祷告的人。
And we see, again, just that I feel guilty in a way for touching that prayer because there's so much in it and I've had to leave so much out.
我在这觉得有点内疚，因为我讲到了这个祷告，但是里面有那么丰富的内容，我不能去全讲。
That are truly standing for God's interest in every brother and sister's life.
啊，愿意每个人都是为在每个弟兄的姊妹们的生命里面都把神的利益放在首位。
Because this is the fourth way the Lord really strengthens us.
这就是我们主坚固我们的第四个方面。
As we see, as we have that vision of the oneness that we all have in Him.
当我们看见我们在他里面我们有的合一的时候
Go back to Ezra chapter 3 verse 1
我们一起再看到以斯拉记第三章第一节
They had returned from Babylon
他们一起从巴比伦回来
What's their position as they're there here in, back in Jerusalem
他们在耶路撒冷他们的地位位置是什么
It says now when the seventh month came the sons of Israel were in the cities the people gathered together as one man to Jerusalem
到了七月，以色列人坐在各城，那时他们如同一人聚集在耶路撒冷。
They were gathered as one man.
他们聚集如同一人。
Yes, we're saved individually.
我们看见他们是一个一个的。
But when we're saved, we become a living member within the body of Christ.
但是当我们看见在基督身体里面，我们成活的肢体的时候。
And these ones, they were gathered at that altar for that one purpose.
这些人他们聚集在这个祭坛面前为了一个目的。
And you look throughout as they were standing there.
当你在看见他们在那里站立的时候
This precious little remnant.
这个好宝贵的一个余民
About 50,000 people.
大概有五万人
Were they standing for themselves?
他们只是为自己站立吗
No.
不是的
They weren't just standing for the God of the remnant.
他们不只是为渔民的神而站立。
They were standing for the God of Israel.
他们是以为以色列的神而站立。
They were recovering the testimony of the Lord in Jerusalem, not for themselves.
他们在耶路撒冷恢复神的见证，不只是为了他们自己。
But for all of God's people.
而是为了神所有的子民。
They built the altar, it was for all of God's interest.
他们建了祭坛，为了神所有的利益。
They were standing for all of Israel.
他们为所有的以色列来站立。
And they were all in this together.
他们在这里是合一的。
If you look at, just for, let me do one example. Over in Ezra chapter 6, verse 16, 17.
我再举一个例子是在以斯拉记六章十六节。
This is when the house of God was finished.
这就是当他们建完圣殿以后。
When they had built that altar, when they built the altar, they were offering up sacrifices to the God of Israel.
当他们建立了祭坛，他们向着以色列的神来献祭。
And throughout Ezra and Nehemiah, you'll see this principle.
在以斯拉记和尼希米记，完全的你就可以看见这个原则。
And says, and when they okay, Ezra 6 verses 16 and 17.
以斯拉记六章十六十七节。
The sons of Israel, the priests, the Levites, and the rest of the exiles—they're all there together, celebrating the dedication of the house of God with joy.
以色列的祭司和利未人，并其余被掳归回的人都欢欢喜喜的行奉献神殿那里。
And look what they were offering up.
你看他们在奉献什么
？And they offered for the dedication of this temple of God 100 bulls, 200 rams, 400 lambs, and as a sin offering for all Israel, 12 male goats corresponding to the number of the tribes of Israel.
看见他们在这里献100只公牛、200只公绵羊、绵羊羔400只。又照以色列支派的数目献公羊羔十二只。
They were standing there for all of Israel. Even they were standing there for those that were back in Babylon.
他们为所有的以色列民来站立，甚至那些在还留在巴比伦的那些以色列人。
As the Lord is calling us back in this day.
当我们主在今天呼召我们的时候。
Who are we standing for?
我们是为谁而站立？
Are we just standing for the house of God in San Bruno?
我们只是为圣伯诺神的家来站立吗？
No, we're that small remnant. We're that little peg in a great holy place.
我们只是那一个小群的渔民。我们只是在圣殿里面那个钉子。
And when we gather around that table on the Lord's day,
当我们在主日我们在擘饼的时候
we're standing as a testimony for all God's people.
我们是为神所有的百姓做见证。
We're not the testimony.
我们不是那个见证。
All we have is we have a desire to be a testimony unto Him.
我们只是愿意做那一个见证，为了他。
We're trying to come out of all of the complexity of stuff and return to that place of simplicity and purity.
我们是愿意从所有的复杂的里面出来，我们回到这个纯一、清洁的心里面。
As we're gathering, we're not saying we are it, we're the special ones.
我们聚集的时候，我不是说我们只是那些特别的人。
No, we're saying we're here simply in faith as a testimony to the oneness of the body of Christ.
我们只是说我们在这里凭着信心，我们为基督的身体做一个见证。
When you look at that loaf of bread,
当你看见那个饼。
That's the body of Christ.
那是基督的身体。
That's every person who believes in our Lord Jesus Christ.
那是在那里有每一位信我们主耶稣基督。
Wherever they meet,
不论他们需要什么。
Whether they're meeting with us, whether they're meeting in some denomination, whether they're meeting in the Catholic Church, or wherever they're meeting, whoever believes that Jesus Christ is Lord is in that loaf, represented in that loaf.
无论他们在 哪些地方可证的地方甚至是天主教那里聚会他们也是在这个饼里面只要他们是信主。
And in the days we're living in, we're to be those that are be striving to maintain the unity we have in Christ in that bond of peace.
当我们实在是在这里我们要靠着、这个基督的联合一和他这个和平的连接的里面。
Our Lord weeps over all the divisions within the body of Christ.
我们主为了这个基督教的这个 分别来流泪。
Let me say, he weeps over all the divisions within Christianity upon this earth.
他为这个地上所有这个基督教里面的这个这个分门别类 来流泪。
Because in reality in the body of Christ, there's no division.
因为在基督的身体的实际里面，你是没有分门别类。
But upon our expression of that upon this earth, there's tragic, there's many divisions.
但是当我们这个表现的上面，我们有很多悲剧性的这样的
分门别类。But as we have come back to Him,
当我们回到他面前
，and we're allowing Him to strengthen us,
我们让他来坚固我们。
We can be that testimony unto that oneness.
我们可以成为那个合一的一个见证。
Of what He's calling for in this hour.
在这个时刻他呼召我们
There's so many things that can try to divide us.
有那么多的东西来让我们来分别、
You know, the Lord's return. Is he coming before the millennial? Is he coming after the tribulation? You can look at all of the various interpretations of the Lord's return. Are you going to divide over that?
讲到主的回来有人讲是千年前的回来或者说是大灾难以后回来。你难道说是要为这一点你来分门别类吗
？Are we going to divide over the masked people and the unmasked people？
你还是为了这个戴口罩和不戴口罩的这些人，你为此来分门别类吗
？Many very practical things can try to come in to divide us。
这些外面的事情来带进来，能够让我们来分裂我们。
But this motley little crew gathered there in Jerusalem is a testimony to the oneness we have in Him。
但是这样的一小群人，他们聚集在耶路撒冷，来作为一个神所有子民的见证。
And if the Lord in a very fresh way can revive, restore, renew within our hearts that vision of the oneness of the body of Christ, there will be a strengthening that occurs within our midst.
如果主能够在基督身体合一的上面给我们一点点的恢复，一点点的复兴，让我们能够来看见的话，就带来我们极大的坚固。
May we, as I bring this to an end,
当我们要结束的时候
，May we be those that are allowing the Lord to strengthen us.
愿意我们成为那些让主来坚固的那些人。
Let's humble ourselves. Let's don't think that we don't need any strengthening.
让我们降服降卑下来说，我们并不是我们说我们是需要坚固的那些人。
But may we allow His life to continue that great transforming work within us.
愿意他的生命在我们里面做这个伟大的更新变化的工作。
May we allow that word of God within us to be very living and active.
我们愿意让神的道在我们里面成为又真又活的。
May that life of prayer grow within us in a fuller way.
愿意那个生命的祷告在我们里面一天比一天更强烈。
And may we realize more and more the oneness and unity there is in the body of Christ.
让我们一天一天的更加的认识到在基督身体上的合一的见证。
In this day, He's calling us to gather unto Him.
在今天，他召集他的圣民在他的面前。
Returning unto Him in a spirit of simplicity and purity.
我们是靠着我们的纯一清洁的心，我们回到他的面前。
May we be those that are cooperating.
愿意我们能够与他一同的合作。
Be in that testimony that He's called us to be.
愿意我们成为他呼召我们所要做的那个见证
，and allowing Him to strengthen us，
也愿意让他能够来坚固我们。
Praise God, we see in Ezra there's a great response.
我们赞美神，我们在以斯拉身上看见一个伟大的一个
回应。The Lord's looking for a response within our hearts.
也愿意成为我们心里面的回应。
May we cooperate with Him.
我们来与他同工
to strengthen the things that remain.
来坚固那剩下的
And let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, every time I read this, I'm just, and I look at my own life, I'm amazed at your long-suffering love for each and every one of us.
主，当我们一次一次的读到这里，我们在我们里面的生活里面，我们认识到你向着我们的是何等恒久的忍耐。
Lord, I thank you how you haven't given up on us.
我们谢谢你，你没有放弃我们。
Lord, I thank you how much you're for us.
我们感谢你，你如何的来为着我们。
You love us so much that you were willing to die for us.
你为了我们如何的爱我们，你愿意为我们死。
Lord, may we be willing to die for you.
愿意我们能够来为你也献上我们的生命。
That we can live for you.
让我们可以为你而活。
For your glory and honor.
为着你的荣耀和你的称赞。
In thy name we pray, amen.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.